This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva begin their bilateral talks in New Delhi. They will be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders are expected to exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the Global South. India and Brazil share a warm, close and multifaceted strategic partnership rooted in shared democratic values, close people-to-people ties and expanding cooperation across key sectors. India and Brazil are strategic partners since 2006. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Silva's warm sentiments and guidance on advancing strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through video conferencing today. We have more from our correspondent.
The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. With this initiative, country's semiconductor ecosystem will receive a major boost, fostering innovation, skill development, and technology transfer. The facility is also expected to create thousands of direct and indirect employment opportunities to engineers, technicians, and professionals while catalyzing growth in ancillary industries. The establishment of HCL Foxconn semiconductor facility marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards technological self-reliance and reflects the Prime Minister's vision of positioning India as a trusted global destination for high-end electronics and semiconductor manufacturing. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The fifth edition of the Goa Maritime Conclave 2026, organized by the Indian Navy, began today at Naval War College, Viram. The theme of the conclave is Indian Ocean Region Addressing Evolving Maritime Challenges, Progressive Efforts to Mitigate Dynamic Threats. Discussions focused on strengthening cooperative mechanisms and partnerships to tackle emerging maritime challenges in the Indian Ocean region. The BJP has criticized the Congress Party for holding protest inside the venue of India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said the entire country is in anguish and disturbed by the act of the Congress Party and they will not be pardoned by the people of the country.
World AI Summit has become a matter of pride for everybody. But the manner in which Congress has fallen from grace, from stupidity to nudity, is definitely very shameful act done by Congress. It cannot be termed or subsided as just a mere politics. It amounts to Rashtradroh. It is just a disrespect to nation. And it seems that Rahul Gandhi, who has said that he has to fight the Indian state, the sipahis of Lashkare Rahul, has come and tried to damage the image of India.
Today is the last day of India AI Impact Expo. Government extended the expo for one more day because of the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors. Our correspondent reports that the expo will be open from 9:15 a.m. till 6 p.m. India AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday with strong global endorsement of India's responsible AI vision. Addressing the concluding press conference in New Delhi, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. He said that his relationship with India is fantastic and they are doing trade together. Earlier this month, Trump issued an executive order removing the 25% punitive tariffs imposed on India to 18%. The White House response confirms that at least temporarily, the applicable rate for India would fall to 10% under the new Section 122 authority. And that is the end of this news bulletin.